is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Another election is in the books, and WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the results. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
A late night last night. Yes. Let's talk first about Ohio Issue 3. It would have legalized marijuana in Ohio, but it was soundly defeated. Why do you think it failed?
Well, I think because the Issue 3 people, Responsible Ohio, they put together this plan where you had these 10 growing sites that would be owned by these, you know, groups of people who were very wealthy individuals already and were going to become very much more wealthy if this thing had passed, and they were able to sell, process, you know, grow marijuana. I think, you know, there were three things going on here. There were three kinds of voters. The voters who opposed legalization of marijuana under any circumstances, the people who supported Issue 3 in its form, and then there was a third group of people who supported the legalization of marijuana, but not this plan, not this particular plan. They saw it as a monopoly for a small group of individuals who were going to make the profit from it. And they just soundly rejected it. They said, no, this is not what we'll accept.
So you talk about the varying levels of voters. Do you anticipate a marijuana legalization issue of any kind back on the Ohio ballot?
Well, Ian James of Responsible Ohio has been suggesting that they'd come back with some kind of plan and try to get it on the ballot. Now, I think it's going to be very difficult if they're going to try to sell this plan again. I think it's more likely if you put something on the ballot that dealt with the issue of medical marijuana in Ohio, I think you could probably get that passed in Ohio. The polls would suggest that. I think it's going to have to be something vastly different from what Issue 3 was in order for this to happen again, and I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Now, Issue 2, which came about because of Issue 3 passed, explain what that was and what it means.
Well,
now,
Issue 2 was put on by the state legislature, which didn't like Issue 3 in the first place, and they called it a monopoly. And they basically had a state constitutional amendment which would ban monopolies or ban businesses that would be set up, you know, in the Constitution to make a profit, for themselves. And that passed, and of course, Issue 3 failed. Now, if they had both passed, John Houston, the Secretary of State, said that the Issue 2 would have prevailed. I think there would have been a big court battle over that, but
We don't need to find out.
It's a moot point now.
That's right. Issue one,
Issue 2 is now, you know, going to be in the Constitution, is in the Constitution, and is the law of the land now.
Issue 1, also on the ballot, that was about redrawing state legislative districts.
Yes.
It passed. Did that surprise you?
No. It had widespread support from Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Everybody you can name was supporting this thing. It sets up a 7-member commission, which would be bipartisan. They would end up coming up with a plan for state legislative districts. You would have to have 4 votes for a plan, and one of those votes would have to be from the minority party, which now in Columbus is the Democrats. It's probably a really good idea. It might make for some more competitive Ohio House and Senate races. Unfortunately, it doesn't address the situation with congressional districts, which are drawn by the legislature, and those are not very competitive. I mean, you've got 16 in Ohio, and 10 of them are controlled by Republicans and probably will be for a long time. This is a purple state. It's split down the middle between Democrats and Republicans. So why isn't the congressional delegation split?
In moving along quickly as we're running out of time, I want to talk also about the parks levy. It went down. The pro-parks levy side spent far more money than opponents. So does that mean money doesn't always mean a win?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, you have to. Money's great in politics. It helps a lot. But you have to have the right message for the voters, and I think that the wrong message was sent out to the voters on Issue 22. the anti-22 people had a very simple message that was basically aimed at Mayor John Cranley and saying that he was trying to amass too much power by passing this tax, getting all this money. You know, it was supported by the corporate community in a very big way. And I think the message got through to people. Hey, this is maybe not, we need to preserve our parks, but this is probably not the way to do it by putting it in the city charter.
Kentucky elected a Republican governor, the first one since Ernie Fletcher about a decade ago. Many said this race would be close. It didn't turn out that way at all.
I mean, it's amazing. I think there are a lot of surprised people in the Commonwealth today. There was some concern that Republicans were divided because of the primary election and that they would stay at home. They did not. They came out in big numbers. And even though Matt Bevin kind of thumbed his nose at the Republican establishment in Washington and in Frankfort helped him get elected.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk more about the election this afternoon at 1 o'clock on Cincinnati Edition. Howard Wilkinson will be on the show with other folks as well. He's our politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.